Just talking about the country, did you, for example, the produce in the countryside, the farmer, were you getting the local milk? Were you getting the local
Yeah, a
vegetables
woman
and
used
that?
to go around on a horse and cart. She used to go around with the milk. We'd buy the milk off her. Well, my husband grew most of his own vegetables. We had quite a big garden.
And what was the name of the woman that used to go around in the
Oh,
cart?
no. I couldn't really.
Or
I couldn't.
where did she come from?
No, I
There
couldn't.
was a man that used to come, Jack Shepherd.
Jack Shepherd. Yeah, I think he used to come with her.
Yeah.
Shepherd was his name, Jack Shepherd. But I can't remember now.
And he'd appear in his horse
It's a horse and
and
cart,
car,
yeah.
full of vegetables.
No, just selling the milk.
Oh yes,
Selling the
out
milk.
of the
Well,
the.
we grew most of our own
Yeah.
vegetables. We had quite a big garden. My husband was into gardening.
Yeah.
And we grew most. When Carmel used to come home from work, Carmel worked, ended up working Gallagher's, the cigarette factory on the Green Hills Road. And she used to go out to the garden and pull a cauliflower and come in and eat it raw. Yeah.
And I'm just to go back to the milk. Was it pasteurized milk or
No,
was
not at all, just straight from the cow.
It's been a tent or
Yeah,
yeah.
you know.
And it came out of the churn. Was it the big churn at
The
the back
churn,
of the
yeah.
car? And he'd spoon it out, would he, with
You'd
a.
pour it out into your can or your jugs or whatever you had. Yeah. Yeah, I can't even remember how much it would have cost at that time.
The water, I know the
Probably little
water.
or nothing.
The water
You don't
came from the
remember
local
him, no.
pump. Yeah.
Yeah. And my mother used to say that that's where they had all their conversations. They'd go to, you know, their social chats. They'd go down to the pump. If they saw somebody going down with a bucket, you'd see four or five of them come and follow him with the bucket just to have the chat at
It was a
the
meeting
pump.
place
Yeah,
at the
yeah,
pump, yeah.
yeah, yeah.
And where was that pump?
It was in Colwards Fort. Yeah,
Directly,
yeah.
there was one directly across the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had one
It was up, more up
up
in
around
Colwards
the
Fort,
corner.
just above the
Yeah.
corner.
Because my mother came from Terenure, and she used to say, "My God, I came from a house that had running water and bathrooms, and I'm back to this now. I'm taking a step backwards," you know. She always say that, you know.
And Kelly's on the corner. That's where.
And these other photographs that we're looking at too. Can you, Bernie, can you tell me
It's the
anything about.
Patrick's Day parade. Ernie put a float in every year, and we were all marched up before the float left the yard. We were never allowed on the float, but we were marched up in our green dresses, green cardigans, green ribbons,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
very little hair to stand in front of these every year.
And who's this man here now?
That's Mr. Gallagher's chauffeur, George Webb. Very good friend of Mammy's. His wife is still to this day. She's still alive. George is not.
Yeah.
They had one son.
Yeah.
Just to walk up that hill. God, I'm not going to think of it. Walk up there now.
There's a photograph of Arthur Bean. Now, we spoke about him earlier on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A small-sized man.
A very
There with his.
small-sized man, yeah. And there's some other men that worked in Ernie's through the years. Willie McIlwee, Mick Whitty, and I can't think of his first name. Corrigan was his name. Could be Patsy Corrigan. No, not Patsy. I can't think of his name now. And that's another old photo. That's a very old photograph. Terence Douglas is in that. And there's Dad and a very famous lady in Ernie's, Dolly Winders.
Oh, yes.
She was a supervisor in the factory. And everybody knew Dolly Winders. She's not a real lady. Yes. Yeah. And
Carmel's favourite. What is she, Carmel, Dolly?
And she made
Dolly.
The girls behave appropriately.
Tell them to walk
And if they
properly.
shouted or raised their voice, they were always told off. That's, I suppose, the photograph's taken in the 70s. Christy Keeley, who's another famous man in Ernie's, and all his family work there as well. He's an uncle
no,
of Heaven. Helen's, that's Daddy. I'm not sure this man. This is a Mr. Farrell. All his family would have worked in Ernie's. He was from Newtown in Talla, another famous family. Mulvaney's, another crowd of family that worked in Ernie's, and you know, we would have known all our lives. Very good friends of Daddy's as well. So lots of local families in Talla, you know, that all the families worked in Ernie's, fathers, sons, you know, cousins, everybody was related. It's another photograph. I'm not sure of the date either, but it seemed to be. It's an exhibition. I'd say it was
Bald Bridge out.
The spring show spring could show. Have been. And Ernie's had a stand there, you know. I suppose like the spring show that is nowadays, I would imagine that's part of that.
So there was great pride in the work and being part of Ernie's.
Oh, yes, yes.
The people,
yeah.
Were they closely attached to their job? They weren't just bored going into work, were they?
Or, no, I don't think so, no. You know, it was a meeting place as well, you know. As I say, there was nothing much in Talla at that time, you know. And everybody used to, you were speaking earlier about the bikes, everybody used to come on their bikes. There was big bike racks at the back of the factory and everybody parked their bike there, mm. you know. But
I met a man on Thursday, a relation of Helen's, Noel Ennis, worked in Orney, and he told me he walked out of there with a cheque for £20,000 in his hand, and he would gladly have given it back if he could have kept his job. And he only told me that on Thursday. It would have been redundancy money for the years that he worked there.
There was an opportunity to buy that factory, buy the workers at any stage, or to buy...
Buy shares in the company, like.
The company.
None of that
I
know.
I don't think so, because Unilever, you see, brought that over in the, you know...
Well, it was HB Chocolates.
It was HB Chocolates.
And then Unilever took over HB Ice Cream. Oh, and
so that opportunity didn't arise, I don't think.
Was it a big... In 1981, when the doors closed, or 1980, yes, was it a big loss to the area?
Yes.
It
did.
Yeah.
And what did the people that actually, that were left redundant, where did they find work? What did they do?
And a lot of them didn't. A lot of them didn't. Now, I had left at that stage... but a lot of them didn't. And then there was quite a few, like Daddy, who were near retiring age anyway, you know. And then we, as I say, Mum and Dad were nearly the last to leave the premises, and they bought this house then. But I mean, Dad never would, you know, was a retiring age, and quite a lot of the other people were too. But, you
Some
know.
Some of the people might have gone to Jacobs or yeah, General Jacobs, Motors.
Yeah, Jacobs Biscuits was on Belgard Road then as well. At that stage, so, you know, some people might have got employment there, you know.
They'd have the expertise.
You know.
For working on a line. Yeah, Fujitsu opened around that time as well. Wasn't called General Motors at the time. It was...
Well, I listened to you talking and reminiscing about the factories, it must have been an incredibly wonderful place to be work.
Yeah.
And obviously miss it now desperately.
Yeah.
And because it's all of 30 years ago, isn't it, nearly, when they closed it?
It is. I mean, a lot of people were heartbroken.
29, lad. Yeah. It'll be 30 years the end of this year.
Yeah.
August it closed, didn't it? Finish around August.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you for telling me your story, and I hope I get this right now, starting with Margaret. Margaret Williams, thank you. And then Bernie, and then Mary, and then Emily, and
Carmel.
And Carmel at the end. And not leaving out Helen. Helen, who's not a member of the Williams family, but thank you for your contribution. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.